Thank you. Virginia. She's having a very long surgery tomorrow. I said we'd remember her. Also, Brother Matt Spencer needs a touch in his body as he recovers from a recent surgery. I have a prayer request for somebody turned in here in the local community for Ava. I said that we'd remember for a healing need in their body. Also, somebody reached out from Iowa. I said that we'd remember him in prayer. He's been experiencing mind battles and demonic attacks. Ask that we'd remember him tonight. There's also going to be a memorial service on Saturday in Arizona for Sister Sandy Peterson. I just want to remember the church there in prayer, the family, Brother Ron. Amen. If you have a need, ask Brother Mark if you could come open the service for us. If you have a need you want to lift to the Lord tonight, amen, to be remembered. Amen. He's a good and gracious God, isn't he? Amen. Let's go to him together.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord God, we come to you tonight and so thankful to be here in your presence, Lord, in a place of worship, Lord, where we can just seek you, Lord, and be blessed by you to be poured out. Father, we're so thankful we can come to a church where liberty is preached. Deliverance for the captives, healing for souls and bodies, Lord God. Just seeing the changes in my life, Father, I'm just so thankful for it, for being in these ministries, Lord God. You've just blessed me and my family, and we see the blessings over the families here, Lord God. And once more, Father, we just come looking and believing you're going to move again. You move in big, powerful ways and quiet and silent ways. And we're thankful for every single time you do so, Lord. Would you use this song service, Father, to soften our hearts, to take away the thoughts and cares of this world, to prepare us to hear your word, Lord. And the minister is sitting back there in the office, would you just continue to pour your anointing on him that he may come and bring the words of life to us, Father. Draw us closer to you to see more victories, Lord, and to keep stepping into the promise that you've given us, Lord God, within your word. So we give this service to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The brothers could take up the offering this evening.
I will bless the Lord forever. And I will trust him at all times. And he has delivered me from all fear. Oh,
say that tonight. There's no one else I desire, Lord. You have made me glad. You have made me glad. Oh, I say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, your portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower. Oh, you're my help, you are my shield, you're my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very presence, help in time of need. And these are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. Oh, and these are the days of the seventh angel, righteousness being restored. Oh, and though these are days of great trials, preparing the way of the Lord. And behold, he comes, he's riding on the cloud, or shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and that sign is still sounding. Should come. And these are the days Let's just give the Lord a hand tonight.
Amen. Aren't you thankful we can say there's no God like our God? There's no God like Jehovah. Amen. You can be seated for a moment. Amen. Well, thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame, your love you gave and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you.
For you, as he called the dead back to life for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have given us. Though I can't repay from my heart, I'd like to say that I thank you. We want to say thank you, Jesus, oh, for the grace that you have given. Like to say that I thank you. Oh, please thank you for raising you, for saving you, saving the Father, Lord, we don't even want to think about where we would be if it wasn't for you and your mercy and grace. No doubt wrecked somewhere, Lord, but God, you came down and you guided us, Lord. You moved us, you changed us, you done so many things for us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we give this service to you, everything to be said and done for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. We'll let you be seated. You know, it's a powerful scripture that we refer to many times, especially with what we believe and the message that has come is a restoration of these things and to bring back the day of Pentecost fully. But I just was thinking about this, as you know, no doubt these were men and humans, and so they would have had, no doubt, mind battles and things. Maybe in that room, you know, there was quite an atmosphere, maybe not an atmosphere where the Holy Ghost could come, but maybe an atmosphere that maybe gloom and questions and things that they had in their life, because as I said, they were human. You know, Jesus was just taken up, and doubts and mind battles, no doubt, in their mind. And, you know, how is this going to happen? How are we going to face the pressures of this life and all that is around us? You know, they had been called heretics. They had been mocked. They had been chased place to place. And, you know, and the rock Peter, you know, he had his own problems, his own set of problems. You know, he had denied Christ. And, you know, but, you know, some of them, no doubt, were asking how long or how long do we wait, or what do we do? You know, but he said, you're to tarry until you're endued with the power from on high. And Brother Branham says it like this. He said, when the Holy Ghost fell on the people at Pentecost, they begin to take God's word. Amen. They didn't know how it was all going to happen, how it was all going to take place. They just took God at his word. You know, he never did say wait up there 2 days or 3 days or 10 days. Ain't that the way we like God to do it for us? You know, we like for him to give us a time schedule and when this is going to happen and when this is going to happen. But that ain't the way God works. Amen. But he says, you wait until. And they were up there and they begin to thank him and praise him for his promises. And this began to shift the atmosphere in that room, no doubt, as they began to look away from their doubts. You know, they all already had one of theirs that they had just replaced, Judas, that not only denied, but he had betrayed the Christ. And all these things, you know, all these things were going on in this moment. But they began to thank God and to praise him for his promises. And that is when the Holy Ghost came. And I believe if we want the Holy Ghost to come again, then we also must become one that begets in that mindset that we begin to thank God for his promises and we begin to praise him. We may not know how it's all going to happen. We don't know how it's all going to take place. He didn't give us some time schedule that this one's going to come now and that seed's going to come to fruition then. And this prodigal is going to come but at this time and this is going to happen this month. But no matter when it is, I'm going to wait until. Amen. Until the promises are fulfilled. Amen. And they begin to take God and his word and they begin to thank him. He said, you know, if you need healing, if you need liberation from anything, you know, you need anything, you begin to believe God, you begin to thank God, take God at his word, but then you begin to thank him for it. And I think that sometimes too many things that we don't do enough is thank God for what he's done among us. Amen. Thank God he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Thank God that his word is still the word of God. And it's not something that's going to return into a void, but it's going to accomplish something. It's going to bring to pass what it's set out to do. Amen. And he said, if you're ever going to get anything from him, you got to start thanking him for it and call those things which are not as though they are. Amen. If there's anything in God's word that you want, that's the way to receive it. He said, but what we need is a Holy Ghost atmosphere. And I'm speaking again on faith to change the atmosphere. Amen. An atmosphere where the power of God is moving. Amen. Amen. An atmosphere where the power of God is moving. Amen. That we can get in one accord, in one place, in one mind. Not my mind, not anybody else's mind, but the mind of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathered together under that atmosphere that we're expecting God to move down. And when he moves, there's going to be signs and wonders. This is a quote. There's going to be signs and wonders. Let's move ourselves up into that bracket. Amen. Let's move ourselves up into that bracket. Step up in faith. Move out these three dimensions up into the next one. Say, Lord, I'm just believing you're going to pour your blessings out on me. Hallelujah. How many come with that expectation tonight? Lord, I'm just believing you're going to pour your blessings out on me. Amen. Out on me. I'm expecting it now. All things are moving. I'm expecting to see the exceeding abundantly. I'm expecting. He said, when you come down, he said, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know. He said, now you just got to move away from that. He said, that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. That's what brought the Holy Ghost in the first place. That's what brought the Holy Ghost in the first place, was an expectancy among the unity of the people, and they begin to praise God before it ever happened. Amen. I believe you'll receive your healing if you'll just start praising him before it ever happens. I believe you'll receive God's promises in your life if you'll start thanking him before it ever happens. Amen. That's what brought the Holy Ghost in the first place. They began to bless God for something they did not have. And they were thanking God for the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost had never come yet. Amen. But they had it in seed form. What? The Word of God. He said, go tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power on high. So they had it in seed form. But that seed could never come to fruition unless they watered it with their thanksgiving and their praise. Amen. Amen. The word is a seed, and the sower, it begins to sow it on good ground. I believe I'm speaking to good ground here tonight. I don't believe I'm speaking to a bunch of thorny bushes or a bunch of hard places or a hard rocky place, but I believe there's a lot of good ground here that seeds can grow, come to life. Amen. He says, if you need salvation, that seed is here. If you need healing, that seed is here. If you need whatever you need in the word of God, that word is a seed. Put it into that good ground of your heart. Put it in there. Don't dig it up every morning and see if it's sprouted, but put it in there and leave it. It's God's business to bring it to harvest. Amen. I know we got people that plant gardens. There's not a one of you that plants a seed and goes out there the next morning and digs it back up to see if it's come to life yet. No, you know the process. It's a process of time. And it may be a 5-day germination. It may be 10, 20, whatever. Amen. But it's going to come. If that seed is a real germatized seed, it's going to come to life. Amen. There's going to be an atmosphere that comes over it. Amen. The coolness of the spring is going to give, the winter is going to give to the warmth of the spring, and the sun's going to shine. What is it? It's creating atmospheres that seeds can come up. And that's what I'm going to do in these services. Amen. And we create an atmosphere that seeds can come up. There's a lot of seeds that's been dormant for a long time. All it needs is the right atmosphere, the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost to move among us, where seeds can come to life. Amen. Amen. So he said, what do? You just leave it there and you water it by faith and praise every day, thanking God for it. Amen. Every day thanking God. I wonder how many every day thanks God that your child's coming back home. Come on. Every day, thank God for it. If you're sick, thank God every day. I thank you, Lord, you're my healer. I thank you, Lord, it's in the word. I thank you that I got a firm foundation I can stand on, that I'm not just giving it to ever shifting wind that the devil wants to blow, but I can stand upon the word of God that says, by his stripes, I am healed. And I can stand in the middle of it and I can fight every devil off my promise. Amen. You water it by faith, and you praise God every day for it. Every day. Every day. Come on, every day. Not just on a Wednesday night, not just on a Sunday morning, every day. Well, you say, well, you know, he said, like Brother Brown said like this, like if I said, wonder if an acorn tree would grow down here. You say, well, I guess it would. I'd give you an acorn. He says, I'd say, here, I'll give you an acorn tree, and I gave you an acorn. You say, well, okay. I'd like to try, see if an acorn would grow here in my backyard. I'm going to put it right down in the right kind of soil. Said, now you put this acorn I give you. He said, well, Brother Brandon, you said you was going to give me an acorn tree. I said, I did. But you gave me an acorn. But you said you was going to give me a tree. He said, you got a tree, but it's in seed form. You got a tree, but it's in seed form. Is that right? You've got the tree already, but it's in seed form. That's the way you get it, in seed form. And then you get in one mind, in one accord, in one place, and you begin to bless God, amen, before it ever comes to fruition. Because inside of that little acorn is everything that that acorn tree is going to be. Amen. Inside of that little apple seed is every bushel of apples, is every leaf, is everything. But all it takes is the right atmosphere, is the right water, is the sunshine upon it. And it comes forth and it starts drinking of the water and pushing out limbs. Drinking of the water and pushing out leaves. Drinking of the water, pushing out blossom. Drinking of the water and pushing out fruit. Amen. This is what we do service after service, day after day, is thanking God, drinking of the water and pushing out, drinking and pushing out until we see the fulfillment of the promise before our eyes. Amen. Until. Amen. It ain't just for 10 days. It's until. Thank God every day until. Amen. Write that down. Thank God every day until. Amen. He said, when we keep blessing God, the atmosphere will get right. Then there'll come a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it'll fill the house where you're sitting. The atmosphere gets right. He says, well, couldn't you get an atmosphere here that every crippled, every blind, every sick person, everyone, all in one accord, believing until the sick was healed. Not until 9 o'clock, but until the sick were healed. Not until we felt good, but until the sick were healed. Amen. If we can get an atmosphere like that. He said, I saw it one time over in Wood River. He said, it got such an atmosphere, they ended up piling the crutches and the wheelchairs and the cots. And I was standing on a platform right preaching like this. And they just began to raise up and they began to throw those things in the corner. Why? Because the atmosphere got right. Hallelujah. May that happen in these services, that the atmosphere gets right and all of a sudden cancer can get thrown over in the corner and sugar diabetes get thrown over in the corner and high blood pressure get thrown over. Why? Because the atmosphere got right. Amen. He said, God, send us an atmosphere that'll make it of one accord in one place. Let the power of God surge down through here. Hallelujah. Atmosphere gets right. It opens up every clog. And the law of God begins to move. He said, that's what's the matter with the Pentecostal church. He said, that's what's the matter with you, the Pentecostal church. You got it, but you don't know what you got. You got enough power to open the eyes of the blind and stop the ears of the deaf, do all these things. But you come in with a twisted up atmosphere. But let's get one accord so the Holy Spirit can pour out gushers upon us. Listen, I want us to understand that God wants to do more for us than we can ever think or ask. So it's not a little drip drop. You know, we sing the song, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Amen. It ain't just a little drip drop. It's a gusher of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many wants a gusher of the Holy Ghost? Not just something that'll quench your thirst for a few days, but amen, something that'll pour down on the inside and fill this whole building with the atmosphere of the power of God. Amen. But it's the attitude of the people of us that brings the results. He said that's the reason the Pentecost, they had to go in the upper room and pray until the Holy Ghost came. Because they got in one place in one accord. Now, we don't have to pray until He comes. He's here. But the atmosphere's got to be right. Come on. We got to forget about everything else. Forget about what happened yesterday. As the disciples no doubt had to do, they had to forget about what Jesus went up, and then I thought he's going to be with us, and he was the one doing all the miracles. And Peter, you know, well, I denied him, and all these thoughts of his past, he had to get rid of all of that. This is what we got to do when we come to the house of God. What's the sense in coming if all we're going to think about is tomorrow or yesterday or something that's coming up in the future? What's the sense in coming? Amen. We come to get rid of all of that. Amen. And get in one mind, the mind of Jesus Christ, and let his mind be in us and begin to pulsate through our lives till we can see God among us visible. Amen. With visible signs and wonders. Amen. But it's the atmosphere that brings the miraculous and the wonders and the powers of God among us. It's the atmosphere of the people. When people get in a place where they're reasoning or wondering or stewing or thinking or all tore up and don't know where they stand, how can you expect the atmosphere to be right? You can't do it. It won't be right. We've got to be in one accord, one place. Settle down into one motive. Come on. Settle down into one motive. I got one motive for being here. That's to see Jesus. I got one motive of being here, and that's to see God among us. I got one motive, amen, of coming to this service. That's so I could touch the hem of his garment. I got one motive of being here. I need God for my family. I need God for my life. I need God for my health. I need God. I need to see Jesus. That's why I'm here. So when you get in that one motive, that one thing, then we're going to see stuff happen. Right. Amen. You know, when Israel came out of Egypt, God promised them he'd supply everything they had need of. And that was the church natural, typing the church spiritual. And they crossed the Red Sea and they got over to the other side. And, you know, first thing you know, they're out of food and they're out of water. And, you know, Brother Branham talks about it, so they begin to murmur and complain. Their atmosphere wasn't right. And he said, you know, he said, I read this today. He said, not one of those murmurers or complainers ever stepped into that promised land. He said, but what was it? Their atmosphere was wrong. They were looking for the wrong thing. They were expecting the wrong thing. They thought God was going to do a certain way and do a, you know, maybe five minute journey or 5 mile journey or 5 by 5 day journey. But here we are day after day. Now we got no water. Now we got no food. What are we going to do? And he promised them that he would take care of them. You know, in that night, manna, it rained down from heaven and it filled the ground all around. Next morning, they went out and God had supplied. Applied the bread and they picked up them little pieces of wafers and they began to eat it and said, wow, it tastes like honey. It was sweet to their mouth. He said, you know, it was a perfect type of the Holy Ghost coming down, or the Holy Spirit coming down to supply food for us while we're on our journey to the promised land. So God is coming looking for the right atmosphere. He's not going to come with a bunch of complainers or a bunch of murmurs. He's going to come to those who are expecting. Amen. We are more than able to take this land. He said, now don't pick too much of it. Just use what you can use today. Don't try to, you know, to go to church one day and get enough religion to last the next year. It won't last. You know, get wiggle tails in it. That's what's the matter with a lot of Pentecostal churches. In other words, you got a lot of wiggle tails. Try to go from experiences you had years ago. Let's get a brand new one. Come on, somebody. Let's get a brand new experience. Amen. Maybe some of y'all have been a long time since you experienced the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Well, let's get a brand new one. Amen. There's one filling, but there's many refillings. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how long you've been in this message, you can never get enough of the Holy Ghost. But remember that manna never ceased from that day until they entered into the promised land. And he said the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost will not cease falling on the church till we move into the millennium. That's what he said. He said it will not cease falling on the church till the millennium comes. So are we in the millennium? I don't think we are. If we are, as has been said before, I'm greatly disappointed. I'm disappointed in this body. I'm disappointed in a lot of stuff. But we ain't moved into that place yet. I don't care how many people want to spiritually put you there. We ain't there yet. Come on, somebody. We are going there. But until then, I need the Holy Ghost. Until then, I need the moving of the Spirit. Until then, I got to have Him in our midst. I don't want a service without Him. I don't want a moment without Him. Jesus always, He said, it won't stop falling on the church till the millennium comes. And Jesus always comes in power. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice He said another beautiful thing. Another beautiful type. Moses told Aaron and he told others to go out and gather up several big omers full of it. You know, jar of it. If you could keep it behind. And he said if they kept it in the Holy of Holies, it wouldn't spoil. Such a great miraculous thing, because we know if they tried to take 2 days worth of it, it's spoiled in their tents. But they would bring it into the Holy of Holies, into that atmosphere, and it wouldn't spoil. He said, why? He said, amen, because every man that came to come to the priesthood, every man that came to the priesthood, amen, and we are also come to the same priesthood. We're royal priesthood, peculiar nation, offering spiritual sacrifices, the fruits of all this, giving praise to His name. Every one of us are priests that are born again. Amen. He said, you keep this every time a priest is ordained. Go in and get him a mouthful of the original manna. Amen. Come on. The original manna. He said, what a taste. What a vindication. What an evidence. What a perfect type. Amen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, God was going to give a supply of manna for all the Holy Ghost age. For all the Holy Ghost days. And they were in one place in one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the room and it set cloven tongues upon them like fire. And they couldn't hold their peace no longer. Amen. Out in the streets they went leaping and jumping and screaming and carrying on like a bunch of maniacs. And we, well, brother, we get something different now. Well, okay. You got something different than what the prophet taught. Peter told him, said, now just a minute, I'm going to lay up some armfuls of this. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, for the promises unto you and your children, and them that are far off, even as the many as our Lord our God shall call. Every man that comes in can have some of that same real manna that fell on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Not something that looks like it. But something that's real. Some the same from the beginning. The same Holy Ghost that fell at the day of Pentecost falls today for every man that appears beyond that curtain and gets you all your own mouth full of it. Let me tell you, He's got a mouthful for you. He's got a mouthful for you. He's got a mouthful for every one of us. Come on, somebody. And you don't just have to have one mouthful. You can go ahead and get you another mouthful. And another mouthful. And another. Next service, get another mouthful. Tomorrow, get another mouthful. Of that same power. And fail. He said, you don't even have to get a mouthful. You get a heartful. The same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost, that He stored up. He said, it's for you and your children. As many as the Lord our God shall call. That's honey in the rock, my brother. But you know, Satan wants to put an atmosphere of gloom over us. Trying to bring his atmosphere of unbelief into our lives. And trying to put the fire of God out in our lives. You know, he's the author of confusion. I tell you, if you didn't get to listen to last Sunday, I say go listen. If you did get to listen, listen again and again. Get a mouthful after mouthful after mouthful. Because I enjoy hearing that devil of heaviness get his hide whooped. Amen. Amen. See, what it is, he's trying to bring his confusion into our lives. He tries to bring it into the message. He tries to bring one against the other. Amen. But God's wanting us to come to that moment that maybe we don't see eye to eye.
Maybe we don't see everything exactly right, but we can see God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can see that the Holy Ghost is for us and the power of God is for us. But he's trying to put the fire of God out. He's trying to put that original manna out. He's trying to bring it out of that place, and that place of whatever. He's trying to get it to where we don't expect it anymore. Well, we don't get it like they used to. Well, now, therefore, we ain't expecting signs and wonders no more. There, we ain't expecting the sick to be healed. We ain't expecting, amen, the power of God to fall among us. We ain't expecting, amen, dancing and shouting and speaking in tongues. We ain't expecting none of that. Why? Because the devil has come and took the fire of God out of our lives. And sometimes it happens just little by little. Brother Branham, in a discernment, I just caught this quote before I came out. He said, if he could just tell me what your trouble is, if I could just talk to you a few minutes, I would tell your life. But it don't have to do that. Look, will you do what I tell you to do? Go out of here just as happy as you can be. Go out of here just as happy as you can be. He's got you all gloomy and wore down. You drop down this cycle here. When you get down, when you got to get up here, he said he dropped you down here when you got to get up here. Look up here, believe up here, say thank God. Just start saying thank God. Thank God. And then go on and be happy and you'll get well. But if you don't, you're headed for a lot of trouble. If you don't, you're headed for a lot of trouble. But go believing now, saying thank God. Amen. I trust, thank you. Maybe somebody can catch that this evening and say, you know what? I'm leaving this service saying thank God. I may not know how it's all going to work out, but I say thank God. I don't know when my healing's coming, but I say thank God. I don't know when my prodigal's coming home, but I say thank God. I don't know when I'm going to have any more money in the bank, but I say thank God. I don't know when I'm going to have any more health in my body, but I say thank God. You start blessing him. You start thanking him. And it changes the atmosphere. And when the change of that atmosphere takes place, and it opens up the clogs, and the Holy Spirit can come down and minister to you. I tell you, I put my voice with the prophet. Away with Satan and his gloom. Away with Satan and his gloom. And up with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith of Almighty God. A faith that can stake its stand on the rock of ages and pierce through the stormy clouds and the very waves of death and disappointment that's trying to wash our foundation. It'll stand there and it'll look at those stormy clouds and it'll say, God is right. God is right. I might be sick in body, but God's still right. I might be down, but God's still right. I might not know when my next victory is coming, but God's still right. Amen. And believe in a living God. A God who promised he'll take care of you. He got it. Cast your cares on him. So what are you worried about? You know, worry builds up pressure. Pressure blows up. So just cast your cares on him and quit worrying. Amen. All right. Say thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, how do I do it? You just start trusting he made the promise. And he's going to fulfill it. This is his word. You know, he said, I was telling the boys a while ago coming over. I said about how we must be happy all the time. Quote, that's hard to do, ain't it? Happy all the time. God don't want you to be sad. You know what ill temper does, that old temper? One of the awfulest old things. He says about 60% of the cause of all sickness is temper. Yes, sir, them tantrums, you fly loose. Remember, while you're doing that, you're developing a cancer, an ulcer. Something like that when you're doing it. When you get all stewed up about somebody or something, I won't go back there anymore. Wait till I get. I just need to give them a piece of my mind. All right. Remember, you're the one's going to have to pay for it. It ain't a free piece of mind. You're paying for it. Just keep happy. So this little story says there was a little robin one morning sitting on a limb whistling over his little mate. Little mate flew down and said, you know, I'm worried this morning about one thing. He said, what? We robins don't worry. He said, I just wonder if those poor creatures, those human beings, with that frown on their face as they walk along with a growl on their face, I wonder maybe if they don't have the same Heavenly Father we do that watches over us and provides for us like we have. I wonder if they don't have that same Heavenly Father. And I thought, my, that's about it. You don't hear of them being in the hospital with high blood pressure. No, you don't hear about ambulances ringing up and down the road carrying the robin off. No, he just gets up, the sun's up, and he starts whistling and singing, going about his day, knowing that if his eye's on the sparrow, I know he's watching me. Oh, my, if his eye's on a little bitty bird about that that most people think are worthless, how much more valuable are we? How much more is he in anticipation of taking care of your needs and of your situation, or knows your heart crying, even heard it before you even voiced it? He knows what's going on in your life. See, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. Human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't ever be upset. Praise God. Thank God. Don't ever be upset. You know what? What a different day it would be if our first reaction to a bad news wasn't, man, I can't believe that. Not I've tried. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You got it all in control. I know you're watching over me. Amen. You're watching over the little sparrows, the lilies. They don't have to toil. They're beautiful, and they come up because of the atmosphere of the earth and your seeds that you've germinated. And here I have been placed upon this earth, and I have been placed in this moment and this time for such a time as this. And God, I just want to thank you that you're with me. I just want to thank you that you woke me up this morning one more time, that I can give you glory and I can give you praise, that I ain't got to worry about all that nonsense out there that I can't do nothing about anyhow. What a difference it'll make. Changing the atmosphere. What a difference it'll make in your home. Changing the atmosphere. Yes, sir. Amen. If our first reaction ain't worry or anger or temper or fussing and all that, it changes the atmospheres. Amen. Got quiet. It's all right. Just walk in his love. Just walk in his love. Yes. Fall in love with Jesus all over again. Why don't you just get up in the morning and say, Lord, I want to fall in love with you all over again. Amen. Amen. Knowing that I'm walking with him and nothing can harm me. Because I'm walking with him, nothing can harm me. There's neither powers, things present, things future, nor things that can separate. I am in him. We never came here by our own will. I wasn't born in the family of Tim and Karen Pruitt by my own will. God put me here. So I don't care what family you was born in. You have to put it in the hands of God. God put me there for a reason. I don't know how it's working out for my good, but he promised me it was. Amen. It's by his choice. He elected. He brought us to this place. It's his business to take care of what he took to himself. He said, no man can pluck them from my Father's hand, because he's the greatest of them all. It's the Father who takes care of you. Who's got more power than God? So what kind of power have you got over you to take care of you? The whole power that created the universe, took the solar system, and blew it out there. Every star went to its place. That power is watching over you. That power, that God, is watching over you. He says they can prove that men who hold grudges and women who fuss and stew and fight and argue, they die. It causes cancer and fungus and everything else. It sets up ulcers. See, we were made to be happy and free. We were made to live like children before your Father, to know that He makes every day, everything work right for your good each day. He don't skip a day. Come on, you ain't got to worry about getting up on Monday and say, God, are you with me? No, He promised He was. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That never means every day. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday, every month, every year of your life, God is working everything out for your good. Amen. Jesus, when He spoke to them that were on the road to Emmaus, He said, why are you sad? He said, see, Christians shouldn't be sad. They should be real happy. Real happy, He said. Real joy. Because we know where we're going. But you know, you got to start moving Satan out of your atmospheres. So he tries to get in your mind with questions. There's no doubt he did the disciples. And he gets it, you know, cast down imaginations. Heard a wonderful service on a lot of that Sunday again. I mean, just casting him down and moving him out of your situation, taking dominion. You know, Brother Branham, he fought these mind battles. And I know that you've heard this quote before, but it's one of my favorites. He said he was listening to a broadcast that wanted to tell that creation was just some ashes somehow came together, some fossil fate, and you know, the big whatever theory. Big Bang theory, thank you. Just, and it happened. Here we are today. I'm going to just say, it takes a lot of faith to believe that. A whole lot of faith. A whole lot more faith to believe that than to believe in a designer behind all of this. I mean, if we can have faith to believe that, a Rolex or something, all them intricate gears in there, it didn't just all of a sudden, you know, metals and this stuff come together, and all of a sudden out of them metals came certain parts and little intricate parts, and out of this come this, little gears, and all of a sudden it came together in this little small spot like this, and all of a sudden it keeps perfect time, and nobody had nothing to do, just boom, it came together. Well, that's the way people are about the Big Bang Theory. You know, they go, well, it just this happened, that happened, here we are today. Baloney. The same thing that a watch has to have an intelligent designer behind it to bring it to pass and come to where it keeps perfect time. How much more does what we have? What we see among us, no, there has to be an intelligent a designer behind it. But you know, Brother Brandon was listening to this theory that was being put out on the radio, and he said, you know what? He said, I turned that thing off because he said he had listened to it before and it kind of got in his mind. He said, I didn't want to get back into that stuff. You know, he said, I turned it off, but I was going down the street, and Satan said to me, he said, do you know that this man that you call Jesus was just a man like anybody else, like Billy Graham or Oral Roberts? He was just a man that began to have a few people gather around him and say he was a great man, but after a while it became greater. And then, you know, they made a god out of him. And now it's scattered all over the world since he's dead, and that's all there is to it. Now, if it had continued in that atmosphere, there's no telling what kind of doubts it could have brought. What kind of things and how Satan could have blocked things in his life. But you know what he did? He took control over the atmosphere. He took control over the mind battle. That's what we got to do. You got to take control over it. You know what he said? Satan, how a liar you are. You're a liar. And I turned it on him as I started turning down Graham Street. I said, Satan, you that's talking to my conscience, I'd like to ask you a few things. Who was it that the Hebrew prophet spoke would come? Who was that anointed Messiah? Amen. Those who foresaw him and told of his life thousands of years before he got here. And they wrote it down in the paper and in the Bible. And he was numbered for our transgressions. He was wounded and he was bruised. He gave his grave with the rich, but he rose up on the third day. And he promised the Holy Ghost, and I've got it. And I've got it. And you might as well get out of here because I have the word and I'm going to stand on it. And he left. And he left. But if you keep entertaining that atmosphere, clouds get bigger. Bigger. Next thing you know, you got a Cat 5 hurricane whirling around. Stuff flying everywhere. If you just shut him up, Say, Satan, how a liar you are. I don't have to listen to you because you're lying. Brother Tim referenced this one on Sunday. And then you've got to cast him out of your own home, your own rooms. Satan tries to come in and he tries to scratch at doors, tries to haunt. Brother Tim mentioned it Sunday, but he tried to do it to Brother Branham. He stood there in front of his bed accusing him. Said he looked like alley-ooping the funny papers. Yes, sir. I ain't old enough to really remember. I had to go look him up. He's pretty ugly. And he said, I woke up and there he was standing there, and he thought about waking his wife up again. He said, people talk about devils. They don't even know what they are sometimes, but you run headlong into them every day. Amen. Every day. After a while, he's accusing me. He's telling me I have no power with God. You're just a bluff. You have no power. Can you imagine that? Here, no doubt this thing had been cast out after service after service. Demons of every kind been cast out. And he's trying to tell the prophet of God, you have no power with God. And you wonder why. How come is it I have mine? Well, the prophet had mind battles. The prophet got told he was a bluff. The prophet got told he didn't have no power. What was he telling him? You ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's the power. You don't have it. You can't do it. You can't overcome me. You're just a bluff. And I said, Satan, you're an offense to me. You're an offense to me. Get out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. And he left. And I laid there a little bit and started to raise up. And he said, all of a sudden, this real sweet feeling came over me. I thought, my Holy Spirit now is close. So help me, here's my Bible over in the corner. The sweetest voice I ever heard in my life said, don't fear to go anywhere. Don't fear to do anything, for the never failing presence of Jesus Christ is with you wherever you may go. Amen. Let me tell you, that wasn't just for the prophet. Amen. That was the word of God speaking to him. I'll be with you, even in you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That settled it with me. Let him rage. He says, I got an absolute. Then Brother Branham finds himself in a dream. But he finds himself, he said, he's seen a brother, Roy Borders, a very good friend of mine. He says, I saw him look like something was wrong. His eyes were about half closed, you know, he's kind of cankered over with something, maybe cancer or something over his eyes. And I just begin to try to call out to him, and somebody's pulling me away from him and said, now, Brother Borders, in the name of Jesus, snap out of that. He said, what was he trying to do? He was trying to change the atmosphere. Snap out of that. He just barely speaks, saying, Brother Branham, I just can't grab. Oh, Brother Borders, somebody's pulling me away. And I look, it was a lady standing over there, a little boy. When I was a little boy, I used to haul groceries from the grocery store to people, and her name was Miss Fenton. She lives in Jeffersonville. Yet a personal friend to the wife and I. She said, Brother Branham, deliver us from this. This is the house of hell. You've been misunderstood. These are fine people, and like a big cellar and big walls down with great big caves and great big iron bars, 8 or 10 inches thick, and people out of their minds, twisted arms and legs, beating their heads against it. She was like crying, saying, deliver the people. Deliver, help us. We're in trouble. I looked around. I said, I wish I could. I wish I could. A little bitty body, them big old arms, bars. I don't have big enough arms to break those things. You couldn't get them if you wanted to. Them bars were sitting too close, and they were beating their heads like they were out of their mind. But all of a sudden, he said, I saw a light flicker. And I looked up, and there stood the Lord Jesus with the lights of the rainbow around him. And he was looking straight at me, and he said, deliver those people. And he went away. Deliver those people. And he went away. And I thought, how could I deliver them? I don't have no strength in my arms to break those bars. But I said, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, the creaking and the popping and rocks rolling and bars falling and people running screaming, deliver. Deliver. Hallelujah. You may not have arms strong enough to defeat your giant. You may not have arms strong enough to break bars away from people. But you have the Word of God. And you have the name of Jesus Christ. And you can change the atmosphere. By calling on His name and saying, Jesus, come down and save these people. Jesus, come down and heal. Jesus, move. House of hell, give way. Bars can break. Chains can fall. Because the atmosphere gets right. And somebody by faith reaches out into an unseen world and begins to call on the name of Jesus, and whirling begins to take place, and things begin to move as atmospheres change, and it begins to move down into a room. Maybe tonight, as we just get in one mind and one accord for a moment, I don't know, I have this on my heart. Maybe I'm just going to do as I feel, but I just wish we could move in one mind for a moment, one accord, as we've been preaching on these things about atmospheres and believing God's a God of miracles and there's signs and wonders among us. And we just start getting in our mind, you know, God is right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no disease too hard for Him. There's no problem that's too great. There's no sin that's too unconquerable and unforgivable with God. He's more than, His blood is more powerful enough for any kind of situation. We just start getting those things in our mind. Let's go ahead right now for a moment. Just forget about tomorrow and next week. Hey, forget about, you know, you got to go do this and you got to do this. Forget about your mistakes today. Forget about the problems of the past. Forget about it all. Start getting God on your mind. Start moving into that atmosphere that all things are possible and realize that, amen, God's among us and God's among His people and He ain't never left us. He ain't never forgot us. He's been here the whole time. He's just been waiting for somebody to move into that atmosphere, into that place of believing. And I believe we can get in that atmosphere tonight and just start pushing towards Calvary and realize that, amen, He paid the price. And I believe with all my heart He paid the price for Ron Spencer's healing. And I believe it don't have to be just a partway thing, but I believe it can be all the way. And we can just start moving to that atmosphere and say, God, yes, we've seen miracles. Yes, we've seen signs. Yes, we've seen things. We've seen You move. But God, He still has a need in His body. He still has needs in His mind. He still has needs in His cancer still eating Him up. Amen. The brain issues are still there. All these things are still happening. But God, You're God, and You're still right. And You're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it doesn't matter what we see with our eyes. And we can move in that channel right now and say, God, I see Him. He's been bound behind bars. And He's been bound behind these things. But house of hell, give way. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe it'll move from Grotto's, Virginia, and it'll fall right here. Maybe there's somebody that's been under a spirit of heaviness, and you've been under gloom, and you've been under doubts and confusion. I say, house of hell, give way. Maybe you've been sick in your body. I say, house of hell, give way. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we start moving into that atmosphere? Amen. For our lost children and say, house of hell, give way. Hallelujah. Now, amen. In the atmosphere, let's start praising Him. Let's start thanking Him right now. Let's start magnifying His name. Let's start glorifying Him and saying, thank You, Lord, for healing. Thank You, Lord, for deliverance. Thank You, Lord, for saving. Thank You, Lord, You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank You, Lord, there's angels among us. Thank You, Lord, we're not by ourselves. Thank You that I don't have to be all downhearted and depressed, but I can be happy, free, and have the joy of God in my heart. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and thank Him right now. Thank Him for your children. Thank Him for your health. Start praising Him before you see the promise. And watch what God's going to do. I believe He's going to answer. I believe He's going to move. I believe He's going to do as He did on the day of Pentecost with a rushing mighty wind. And it's going to blow the house of hell down. so the children of God can be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, that you're our God. We thank you, Father, that you come down among us and you move in mighty ways, service after service after service. Oh, Satan wants to come with his doubts. Satan wants to come with his fear. Satan wants to come with his gloom and heaviness. But we don't come in our own power. But we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. May lukewarmness give way. Amen. May every spirit of Laodicea give way to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, keep praising him. Oh, man. Surely you got a lot to praise him for. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. It's amazing grace how sweet the sound that saved, that healed, that delivered a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're our God. You're our Savior. You're our everything, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you're here among us, Father, and moving. I want to thank you, Lord, for bringing every sinner back to repentance, Lord. Lord, as we come in the closing moments of time, Lord, I believe, Father, there's going to be those just like they ran into the mom and daddy's house. Lord, they had the blood over the doorposts. Pharaoh got me out and the Egyptian got me out, put these earrings in my ear, did this to me, did that to me, but I'm coming back under the blood. I'm coming back under the freedom of the Holy Ghost. I'm coming under the power of God. Amen. I want that same power for my life as it is for my mama, for my daddy. Hallelujah. House of hell, give way. In the name of Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, come. Let's just sing. Let's just praise the Lord for a moment. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings. Wake up in the morning and say, praise the Lord. Go to bed and say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I will praise the Lord. Empty space. Come.